We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chaf Hey, in the middle of Sif Aleph. Says Rama Mihu, Im Tefillin Mezumanim Biyado Ve'ein Lo Tzitzis. If you have Tefillin but you don't have Tzitzis, Ein Tzarech Lamtin Ala Tzitzis. You do not need to wait for Tzitzis to come. Ela Miniach Tefillin, put the Tefillin on right away. Kshmevim Talis Ma'atvo. And then when you finally get the Talis, then you can put that on after the Tefillin. Sif Beis, Mishu Zari B'Talis Katan, Yabashana B'Niach Tefillin B'Beis. So one who normally wears a Talis Katan, they can put that on and the tefillin on in their home. And walk to shul wearing your talis katan and your tefillin, and then put on the talis gadol when you get to shul. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is because Beis Yosef brings v'shem the Zohar that it's a big inyan to leave your house wearing tzitzis and tefillin. If you know, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you're going to walk in areas which are dirty, which are disgusting, which have tzoa or something like that, then you should not wear the tefillin through there. Rather, you should leave the tefillin right outside the shul, and then put the tefillin on right outside the shul. If you can't even leave it right outside the shul, then you can leave it in your home and carry it in and cover it, wear it on your head, put it on your head, and cover the tefillin with your sleeve and with your hat, and then it's not as much of a problem to walk through the tzoa as long as the tefillin are covered. But the Rama comments, "Olam no gulis satei fafatals gadol kodem olivar chalav achav miniach tefillin v'lachbisa kneses." The Rama says the minhag is to even put on the talis gadol at home and walk to shul wearing your talis gadol and your talis katan and your tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah points out that in a place where there's a lot of non-Jews around and you think it'll cause animosity towards the non-Jews if you're walking around in your talis and tefillin, then you should put it on right before you walk into shul instead. But the ideal is to put on your talis and tefillin, according to the Zohar, to put on your talis and tefillin right outside of shul and then walk into shul, as opposed to putting it on in the actual base of Knesset. Siv Gimel, HaRash Hayim Masader HaBrachos Adoter Yisrael B'Tifara V'az Hayim Niach Tefillin V'Archot Yisrael B'Tifara. The Rush used to make all the brachas ha-shachar until he got up to Oter Yisrael B'Sifara, put on his tefillin, and then say that bracha because he thought it went on the pe'er, which described the tefillin. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Artos HaChaim, who says that he's never seen anybody do this. Rather, you say all the brachas ha-shachar, and you have your tefillin on already. What he did see people do is when they made the bracha of Oter Yisrael B'Sifara, they would touch the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. Siv dalet, tzarech shiyu tefillin alav b'shas kriya shema usfila. You need to be wearing tefillin when you say shema and shmona esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says it means at least shema and shmona esrei. The reason being because the Gemara says kol akori kriya shema b'li tefillin harayu kiilu made sheker ba'atzmo. It's like you are giving false testimony about yourself, because in Shema we say so we say that you're supposed to be wearing the tefillin. So if you're not wearing the tefillin, then it's like you are giving a false witness, false testimony upon yourself. The Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't only apply to tefillin; it applies to anything that we do. If we say we're not actually loving Hashem, then that is also being made a desheker halatzmo. So one should realize whenever they say any psukim to ensure that they are fulfilling those psukim as well, not only when it comes to wearing tefillin for Shema.